Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green, Iowa, and today is Sunday, August 9th, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Our scripture reading for today is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 22. Glory to you, O Lord. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today's gospel story from Matthew picked up immediately, and literally, I mean, it starts off with the word immediately, right after last week's story of Jesus feeding that huge crowd of over 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And if you remember from that story, Jesus, at the start of it, had been trying to get some alone time with God. But when he went to the deserted place, this huge crowd of people followed him. And since they were in a deserted place, there wasn't really anywhere to get food, which is why Jesus had to do that miracle of miraculously feeding all of them. Well, in this story, right after that, Jesus still really needs some alone time to rest and to pray, just to spend a couple hours with God. So as soon as the disciples gather up all the leftovers, Matthew tells us that Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side. Then Jesus sent the crowds away, and he finally gets to go up on a mountain by himself to pray. There's a good lesson for us, even in those first 2 verses, right? Prayer is important, even for Jesus, and it's especially important in the times when you don't have time to do it. Sometimes you just need to make time to pray, and send people away and take a break to talk to God. I know for me, making that time can be hard to do, and maybe that's true for you as well. Today, though, in this sermon, I want to talk not so much about prayer, but about fear. There's 2 different places in this story where fear shows up. So Jesus has finally gotten his alone time to pray. Meanwhile, the disciples are out there on their boat, and it's getting dark out, and the weather is getting worse. The wind has come up, and the waves are battering the boat. Now, this has happened before. The water they're crossing is the Sea of Galilee, and because of the geography there and the weather patterns, it's not unusual for sudden storms to pop up like this. A few chapters earlier, back in Matthew 8, the disciples and Jesus had been on board their boat when this severe storm came up, and the disciples panicked, and they woke up Jesus, who'd been sleeping, and Jesus calmed the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." The problem this time, though, is that Jesus isn't in the boat with them. And if it were me, this is where fear would show up in the story. If I were out on a small boat at night getting battered by the waves, I'd be pretty scared. Although, remember, most of the disciples are professional fishermen, and so even if they are a little anxious, they're used to it. But then, One of them looks up and sees something, someone, walking towards them on the water. Now they're scared. Matthew says they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." I was discussing this story a couple days ago with some other pastors getting ready for today, and someone asked why the disciples were afraid. And at first, I frankly thought it was kind of a silly question. Obviously, they're terrified because someone is walking on the water. That's not supposed to happen. I'd be terrified too if there was a ghost strolling across the water through a storm to me. Here's the thing, though. In John's version of the story, remember we're reading Matthew's, but in John's version, John chapter 6, the disciples recognize Jesus, and they're still terrified. They know Jesus, but they've never seen him like this. It helps to know that in the Bible, water is often an image for danger and for chaos, for the dark underworld. The sea, the deep water, that's the home of the sea monsters. It's a place of fear and evil. It's mysterious. It's not quite like hell, but it's sort of the opposite of God's kingdom, the opposite of heaven. It's the place where the evil powers live. Remember in the very first verses in the Bible, back in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, when the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, the Spirit of God swept over the face of the waters. God's work at creation, the first thing God does, is to bring order out of the watery chaos. So here comes Jesus, walking out to the boat in the middle of the night, over the waters, over the waves, and the disciples are thinking, A, this is one of the ghosts or the monsters from the depths of the sea coming to attack them, or B, this Jesus guy is doing something supernatural, something impossible, something only God can do, ruling over the evil powers, controlling even the worst parts of the world, ignoring the power of the sea. And either way, the disciples are terrified. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Do you ever feel like you're being battered by waves? Do you ever feel like you are just barely staying afloat over some unknown chaos? I mean, there's a lot to be afraid of right now, isn't there? I mean, first there's the COVID virus itself. It's been almost 2 weeks since Kristen and Micah and I were in Wisconsin and we saw some family. So I'm almost clear from that trip. But every time I've coughed for the last 2 weeks, I've wondered if I need a test and if I have it and if I could have passed it on to my family. And besides that obvious fear of getting sick, there's all the other stuff so many people are dealing with right now. Fear of losing a job. Fear and unknowns about schools starting. Fear about elections. And of course, all the regular fears that we had at this time last year. So maybe you feel like you're in a boat with the waves battering you. Sometimes those waves are so rough that you don't recognize God coming to you. Jesus comes to the terrified disciples in the boat and he says to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And then there's this whole thing with Peter, where he asks Jesus to call him out onto the water. And on the one hand, look at how brave Peter is for daring to step out of the boat. Look how much he trusts Jesus to protect him from the chaos and the danger of the waves. What a great example. Although, on the other hand, getting out of the boat was not Jesus' idea. I don't think the point of the story is that we need to get out of the boat. The point of the story is what Jesus does. The focus is on Jesus, or belongs on Jesus. Jesus comes into the boat with the scared, terrified disciples. But when Peter wants to get out of the boat, Jesus lets him do it. And Peter starts walking on the water and everything is fine. And then when he takes his eyes off Jesus, isn't that interesting? When he takes his eyes off Jesus, he notices how strong the wind is and how high the waves are. And he starts to sink. You know the story. He becomes frightened. That's the second place fear shows up in this story. And again, the solution, the antidote to fear, is Jesus. When Peter starts to sink, Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and catches him. He doesn't let him flail for a minute to teach him some lesson about getting out of perfectly good boats or teach him not to show off and try to do things he can't do. Even though this was Peter's idea, Jesus refuses to let him sink. Immediately, Jesus reaches out his hand and catches him. And Jesus says to Peter, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Remember when you hear that, though, a little faith, faith the size of a mustard seed, faith like a little child, is all Jesus says you need. I like the way the Voice paraphrase puts this verse. In that version, Jesus says, "Why did you doubt? Why did you dance back and forth between following me and heeding fear?" I like that. Why did you dance back and forth between following me and heeding fear? And when Jesus and Peter got into the boat, the wind ceased. I mentioned earlier that Jesus had calmed the storm for the disciples once before, and at the end of that story, the disciples were amazed, it says, and they wondered who this person could be. This time, though, Matthew says, those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Beloved of God, in the midst of the storms and the chaos around you, may you recognize Jesus walking towards you, and may you know he is indeed the Son of God. May the Holy Spirit keep your eyes focused on Jesus, the one who's not stopped by waves. And may you know, today and always, that Jesus is there to catch you. Amen.